the Texas Department of Health Services will soon be in charge of writing rules for how abortion clinics in Texas will need to upgrade.
After a particular bill is signed, we will start working to implement it based on the time frame indicated in the legislation.
That's Carrie Williams, the department spokesperson. The legislation she's talking about is House Bill 2. It's the sweeping abortion bill that lawmakers passed late last week. Among its provisions, it requires facilities to adopt standards of ambulatory surgical centers, or ASCs. Gretchen Borschelt is the director of state reproductive health policy with the National Women's Law Center. She says when a department is making decisions about regulations,
it's important to know it's not just a place where a legal organization or a provider who's affected would get involved, but there's also a role for the public to get involved. So if a Department of Health is passing regulations, they usually have to have, as part of the regulatory process, a period of public comment when individuals can either testify in person or submit written comment about what they think about these kinds of regulations. So it's absolutely a role for organizations like ours, but also a role for the public.
And Williams with the Texas Department of Health Services says that's the one thing that remains consistent regardless of the bill.
We're very interested in hearing from the public and getting comments about how our rules may affect them and their businesses. And so we'll certainly be taking into consideration all of the comments we receive from any angle and every side.
During this drafting process, before it gets final approval from the Health and Human Services Commission, the public and stakeholders continue to provide feedback, and it doesn't have to be through formalized meetings.
What we're going to be looking at now is how will the new law affect our rules? And so that's going to take a team of people looking at the language and comparing it to our current rules and figuring out what needs to be modified. ASCs are equipped to do a variety of surgery types. They have to have the space for patients to stay. They're required to have more equipment and food service arrangements, more complex sterilization equipment. There are quite a few more requirements, and so that's going to need to be reflected in our rules.
Republican State Representative Susan King is from Abilene. She owns an ASC and says the standards abortion clinics must adopt are tough to meet.
If you put the regulations for an abortion facility juxtaposed to an ASC, as far as health and safety, which is what has been said is the purpose of that, they're almost indistinguishable. They almost mirror each other in the words of Department of State Health Services. The linchpin, the dividing factor, is the construction and the pre-planning and the architectural walkthrough and the fire life safety and the width of the halls, which is for the turning radius of a stretcher, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, are very exhaustive, very expensive.
Barring any court intervention, according to the bill's language, facilities will have until September 2014 to upgrade. Veronica Saragovia, KUT News.